AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. New Orleans is celebrating a comeback, the city's comeback from the devastation of Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. Local, state, and federal officials are with residents at an event recognizing the power of community. Congressman Cedric Richmond.
I want to thank the people of New Orleans who had the faith and the courage to come back when it looked like there was nothing to come back to.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
10 years after Katrina made landfall, now America looks to New Orleans and sees an indomitable city and an extraordinary people, a model for resilience, a beacon of possibilities.
Former President Clinton is at the event speaking now. Earlier today, there was a wreath-laying ceremony at a Katrina memorial to victims who died in the storm, many still unidentified. There were Katrina anniversary events in Gulfport and Biloxi, Mississippi as well. A 30-year-old man has been arrested and charged with capital murder in the deadly shooting of a sheriff's deputy in suburban Houston. Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says it appears the deputy was targeted simply for being a law enforcement officer.
Our assumption is that he was a target because he wore a uniform. At this moment, we found no other motive or indication that it was anything other than that.
Hickman says Deputy Darren Goforth was shot from behind while getting gas in his vehicle. What was Tropical Storm Erica is now just a trough of low pressure, but forecasters say remnants of the storm could produce heavy rain in areas still in its path, including Florida. Governor Rick Scott says the storm is weakening but still poses a threat to the Tampa Bay area.
If you look at history, these storms, we still get a lot of rain. The Tampa area in particular is still saturated, so we still have some risk.
That tape from WINK. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. military says an Islamic State hacker killed in an airstrike this week was a key recruiter.
The U.S. Central Command says British citizen Junaid Hussein wanted to kill Americans.
Involved in actively recruiting and inciting ISIL sympathizers in the West to carry out lone wolf attacks.
Colonel Pat Ryder, a CENTCOM spokesman, tells Pentagon reporters Hussein was also behind the recent release of personal information about some 1,300 U.S. military and government employees in a bid to inspire violence against them. Ryder says Hussein was killed in a U.S. airstrike over Syria Monday. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Michelin is recalling about 104,000 BF Goodrich tires used for light trucks and RVs because the sidewalls can rupture under severe use conditions. The recall involves commercial and rugged terrain tires made in 2014 and 15. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.